There was a whole list of them.
Danny, do you need one?
Huh?
Do you have an agenda?
Yeah, right here. There was a whole bunch of them.
We're on.
Okay.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Monday, November 17th, 2014, to order. And I would like to ask Sue Clayton to offer an opening prayer. Sue?
Again, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We ask, Father, that you would be with us. And Father, again, that you would bless us. We ask your blessings upon this meeting and upon our town. Amen.
Commissioner Strahan, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any commission remarks? Accounts payable?
Move to approve checks numbers 341977 through 342036, warrants 6103, 6104, 6105, and one journal entry transfer from from GCR to 911.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve checks number 341977 through 342036, warrants number 6103, 04, 05, and 06, and one transfer from General County Revenue to 911. I would note for the treasurer, if the treasurer is listening, that on the additional copies of the accounts payable sheet we have, that journal entry is not listed and needs to be listed. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Let me note for the record that there were monies that were placed within the 2014 budget. For any shortfall in 911 expenditures for 2014, if in fact there were not enough revenues that were generated from the phone fee or tax surcharge, if you will, that time has arrived, and the county is now transferring those funds that were budgeted, I think in the amount of $60,000. Payroll?
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Have in front of us an engagement letter and notice of contract renewal with KPM, our CPA. Rick, did you want to address that? No? It's a pretty standard engagement letter, and it's one that's needed from a CPA firm before they can engage. Actually, it's a requirement that they have. It's not one of our requirements prior to the signing of an agreement. But this has been reviewed by council. In addition, council has also included an agreement, should this commission wish to move forward, two different forms that were in front of us. The motion was made based upon a form which lacked a warrant, number 6106. Is there a motion to approve that warrant?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the additional warrant 6106. We've already read that in the minutes, but it wasn't on verbal motion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Back to the engagement letter with KPM. Frank has gone so far also as to include the actual contract. So if we wish, we can sign and approve the engagement letter and approve the contract to have CPM or KPM provide the financial audit services covering the fiscal year 2014. But it is something, if I'm not mistaken, the commission must approve on an annual basis. Is that correct? Or is it for a three-year period?
Somebody should answer that besides me, but I know that we can renew that, and I assume that you would want to.
Well, number
one, we have to give written notice of its intent to renew by December 1st, 2014, according to the contract.
Well, first, is there a motion to approve the engagement letter as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the engagement letter as presented. This was requested by KPM. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries. Contract renewal. Rick, do you have comments about the services that were provided through KPM for our last financial audit?
I believe KPM bought Davis Lynn Moods. We've had experience with Davis Lynn Moods. We've had experience with a couple of other auditors, and I am very pleased with them. I talked with several of the other officers, and they prefer this group over any group that we've had.
Let me state, for clarification purposes, this is a notice of contract renewal by and between KPM and Taney County, and it clearly states, notice is given that the County of Taney, Missouri hereby renews its contract with KPM CPAs PC for services for the fiscal year 2014. So is there a motion to approve this agreement?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the agreement by and between KPM CPAs and Taney County as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, guys. I'll let them know that that's coming to it.
Thank you. MoDOT. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty well. Here and then for the record, we are recording this and it's being broadcast live on the internet. So.
Okay.
If I can get you to identify yourselves.
Sure. My name is Dan Salisbury, and my title with MoDOT is Assistant District Engineer, and I oversee all the projects in Southwest Missouri.
I'm Christy Bachman, Transportation Project Manager in the Southwest District.
And basically, we're here to talk about the bridge on Route 76 over Bull Shoals Lake. And several months ago, we did a public discussion session about that. There was some interest expressed in having pedestrian facility over the lake at that location, and we talked about several options, and we've in the last few months just followed up on those options. One of the options that we talked about was to leave the old bridge in place and convert it over to a pedestrian type facility, and there was some interest expressed about that. And we're here to kind of talk to the county just to see if there's any interest in that or any other option. Where we're coming from is our funding is set up for the project, and we don't have any more, but we can work within whatever we have to try to accommodate that.
Discussion on this, and I would like to see some sort of a pedestrian walkway. I don't know whether the old bridges is a solution. I don't know how you've got your intersection laid out on the other end or where we take off from coming east on 76.
Yeah, we kind of tie right back in pretty quickly.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But anyway, are you here in a request of the county's participation in trying to make that happen? Are you wanting to adjust your plans to accommodate pedestrians?
Well, that's, you know, we've kicked around several ideas in the last few minutes. I'll just outline them. One is that we use the old bridge, and generally what we could offer in that is that we've got money set up to demolish that bridge, and we would be willing to transfer that to the county or city and in exchange for, you know, taking over ownership of it. The other thing that we would do is it would need some work to convert to a pedestrian facility. I would think things like chain link fence and probably some deck repairs, and we would be willing to do that either in the contract or we might do it with our own forces at the end of construction of the new bridge. But we would be willing to do that and turn it over to the county. So that's one option. The other option is to just make the bridge wider, and for that to happen, it costs money. It's a major bridge on our system, and it's long, and it's just going to add to that cost. So we would be looking for some additional finances to do that, somewhere in the neighborhood of $600,000 to $700,000. And if there was interest in that, we would kind of head down that path and try to zero in on what that number actually was. I don't think it's going to be above that. But those are the two options that we've thought about.
Run that by me again. The $600,000, $700,000 additional funds would be to provide...
To provide a walkway...
On the new bridge? The,
yes. And that way we would widen it out. You'd have a curb to protect against vehicles crossing over there and hitting a pedestrian, and then make 5 or 6 foot walkway and a pedestrian fence on the outside.
Is the layout on it, is it where it could be a turn, if we left the old bridge and used it as a pedestrian? Is there a turn where they could get to the River Run, Corps of Engineers? Is there a possibility of making that where
they would connect there
would be
in
access
with...
where they could connect into it so that it could be used as a dual purpose instead of just getting out on the highway and walking down to use the bridge? You see what I'm saying?
Right. Where they could get off on the trail or
something. Right, if they could get off on the trail over there or something, that would be added benefit and would make a difference in leaving the old bridge.
Christy, do you see a reason why that couldn't happen?
I think that could happen. Is the trail system on the south side, the southwest quadrant of the bridge, is that kind of the trail system that you're...
No, it's on the, it'd be on the actual... It'd be on the north. It'd be on the north side, really, wouldn't it? Northwest. And
west
it would
side.
Be as well if you were leaving here. It'd be it's on the northwest side of the bridge.
And it's an existing trail system.
Uh huh. It actually goes all the way up to Fireside Dam.
I don't see any problems connecting into it, but we'll take a look at it just to see where.
If there was, you know, and there might be a need for some fill or something like that, whereas the county could participate in something like that if we decide to use it.
Well, here what you're talking about, you're talking about connecting into the far side of the lake, the federal
mm-hmm.
side part?
Yeah.
How would they get from there when they cross the bridge onto, they'd have to provide access on both sides, right? To come down through the park? Or walk along the highway to get to the...
I'm trying to make the connection. I'm trying to figure out how
if
the access to the old bridge would be a dual purpose. If we use the old bridge and we don't have access to get to those park areas for walking or biking or whatever they have, there's no need in having the old bridge for pedestrian crossing. But if you have it to where it can be used for a general purpose to the public like that, then we serve a benefit.
I don't disagree. How would you get from the current pathway up onto the bridge? From the current walkway that comes down to all the way to Shadow Rock Park, right?
To Shadow Rock Park, yes. I haven't addressed that side of the bridge yet. I was trying to see if we could get to the other side of the bridge.
Well, she said that's a possibility that they could look at.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What I'm going to look at is if there's a stoplight or if there's a stop walk or something like that on the other side of the bridge, and then to get down to where it's a walkway. I think it would be beneficial, and then if we could supply something that the public could use as an area like that, I think it would be very beneficial. If not, I can't see much use to have the old bridge.
Okay. Well, and then there's the option of having the walkway on the new bridge, provided that the funds are available to do that. So
right.
Basically just be down a little bit further, but have the same general purpose of what you're
right.
speaking to, I think.
Right.
My question to you, Dan, what kind of liability would the county be looking at if they accepted ownership of that old bridge that's over both shoulders?
Well, I mean, you'd be responsible for it, and, as a pedestrian or as a bridge for vehicular traffic, it's kind of nearing the end of its useful life. But
right.
as far as pedestrians, it could go on for a long time into the future. But you would have that financial responsibility for someday you're going to have a problem with it, you're going to have to fix, or you need to tear it down. And that's why we'd be willing to transfer the money we had set up to demolish it. And then you would have that in place. If you saved it theoretically for all those years, then you could use that to tear it down or fix it along the way.
But I'm assuming just painting that bridge is a considerable amount of money.
It's a lot, yeah. And, you know, when you look at a bridge like that, you're looking at a lot of money to paint it. You're probably in the $1 million-plus range. So it's from that, but from a standpoint, it doesn't need to be painted to maintain its structural integrity. I doubt it.
Yeah.
You know, pedestrians just won't have the same, you know, demand on it that vehicles do.
But I guarantee you it continues to deteriorate in the way that it looks.
And it,
this future county commission is going to be faced with the public going, hey. Wow, that's expensive. I have no idea.
Yeah, painting is very expensive. Sometimes you can get by with overcoating, but a lot of times after the paint's been there a while and it's pretty worn out, you know, to repaint it is very expensive.
And we're talking construction still in 17?
Yes.
Brandon?
There's no current pedestrian walkway, correct?
No.
And there's no walkways on the roads coming to or from it?
No.
So you'd have a sidewalk in the middle of nothing?
Basically, yes. And, yeah. The bridge would probably be there for 75-plus years, so, you know, it's do you plan anything in the distant future, and this is the opportunity to do it. But.
It's all state highways getting to it. So it'll be state highway plans if they're going to do anything in the future.
You know, right now with our funding, you know, again, short term, our funding isn't even close to being able to consider things like that. And, you know, walking on our shoulders, if it's a high-speed highway, it's probably not something we would ever encourage. You know, at lower speeds, it's not necessarily a bad thing. But at a high speed, it's not something we'd encourage.
Have you guys done a count on how many people walk it now?
No. I'm going to assume it's very low. All we were going by was there were people that expressed an interest in that at the public discussion that we had. It was a very good discussion. A lot of people had a lot of opinions. And so we were just looking, is there a way to accommodate that or not? And the answer may be no, and that's just the way it is. So we're okay with that. We just wanted to exhaust every opportunity and give the community a chance.
Right. I've lived here a long, long time, and I don't ever remember anybody walking across that bridge, but I'm sure that happens.
Right.
Danny's thinking about how to utilize it, however. Is the
right.
Well, like you
only
said,
real reason that I could.
Yeah.
Between the sides.
The way that I look at it is they're building a bridge for the future, 75 years future use. I know that in our conversations with MoDOT and with the economic development partnerships that we talk about, walk areas, bike areas, and other things like that are high priority as far as grant monies and things of that sort. So I would think that we'd be doing something for the future, not necessarily what we have seen in the past. Because I have heard the same thing that you have heard about the opinions of people wanting to be able to walk across the bridge,
mm-hmm.
get from one side to the other. And I was just kind of looking at
mm-hmm.
nothing else. Using the core property that's already existing, so people use that a lot,
mm-hmm.
and then the Shatter Rock area, if it could be used to connect those two, and there's a stoplight on the other side, which I assume one of these days is going to have to be. That traffic's terrible down there,
yeah.
And if it could be that, well then that was my thought. And we don't need the old bridge. If we can supply, if we going to have $1 million paint job, and it cost us $600,000 to build a sidewalk to get to it. But if we're not going to use it for a access to the Corps of Engineers property.
I'm assuming that what they referred to as the monies that they were going to utilize to demolish the bridge is a pretty sufficient amount of money that would probably take care of what you're talking about as far as trails.
Yeah, and there's also federal programs called the Transportation Alternatives Program, where you can get grants and stuff. You may have to provide some match money for trails. So, if the bridge has a sidewalk, there's opportunities to connect it a little more extensively with that. It's a competitive process that is prioritized locally by our planning partners. But, if you have something like that that's going to connect up a pretty broad area, I would think you'd score pretty high.
Have you all set a definite site for the new bridge? Has that been determined?
Yeah. Can you describe
sure.
the site?
It's relatively close as we can get it to the existing bridge, and it's on the east side.
And would that line up with the road that runs into the park? Is that close to that, or Shadow Rock?
I don't know that I can recall the area well enough to tell you that, but we could look into it and let you know.
It's not a matching lineup, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I don't know if their site is a matching lineup.
It's not. It won't be.
You
think it'll be west of that spot?
Yes. It'll be as close to the old bridge as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And that will not put it in a straight line to go through Shadow Rock, the old buildings there on the intersection. It will.
Well, there had been some thought years ago about that being four-way. That's why I'm asking that.
Yeah. Now, we're not taking any buildings with this.
And when you're out there, there's some power lines on the east side. The new bridge will fit between the power lines of the existing bridge. It's very close.
What am I talking to? I'm not talking 100 feet, am I? 150 feet to that?
Well, the power lines is between what you're talking about.
Okay.
You mentioned the Corps, and they're another entity in this process, and we kind of wanted to get locally what did we want to go for. We'd still have to get the Corps to be on board with whatever we did. So.
What about the city of Forsyth? Have you visited with them about their participation?
We have. They expressed some interest the night of the meeting, but it seemed like after they considered it more fully, they declined.
So okay.
That's what it's where we believe they're at right at the moment.
Okay. But could we come to the conclusion, unless there's use for the old bridge, that we're not going to use the old bridge for a pedestrian bridge because of the cost of upkeep? It would.
We
don't have to do it today, but
I'll say,
all I'm
when
saying
would you
is,
guys...
is that a consensus thought that we go to looking into that part of it, but that's not what we would have in mind if it's $1 million to in 10 years to that could be used on the county road system.
That's my thinking. Right now, unless we have a discussion about it and find out that it's more practical for the county to assume it, I don't see that being an option. But you all, that may be something that you discuss in the near future. When we look at what it's going to cost for liability insurance, when we look at what it's going to cost to maintain practical use of a walkway, unless there is a tie-in to what you have suggested,
That's the only thing. I'm with Brandon on the other side of it. You basically, if you don't, you've got a bridge with a walkway on it that goes nowhere.
You have a sidewalk to nowhere.
A sidewalk to nowhere.
Alaska had a bridge to nowhere. We can have a sidewalk to nowhere.
Yeah. But anyway, that's where I'm at on it, too.
Okay.
Unless you can figure out something
okay.
different than... And you don't have to know immediately, do you? I
mean, no, but we kind of need, we really need to make contact with the Corps, and so it kind of helps us to know what the community thinks. We can push it that way.
Yeah.
I don't believe they're thrilled with the idea of leaving the old bridge in place anyway. So if you guys are kind of the opinion that's not a something we'll pursue, then I think they'll be happy with that.
But the old bridge will be left until the new bridge is complete.
Yes, we'll, yeah.
And we don't have to worry about a situation where we're going to have to try to figure out transportation.
No. We're not going to do that.
Right.
You know, 99.9% of the time when we do a bridge, we'll close it down and people drive around, but it's just too much traffic, too far. This is one of the few bridges we have. We've had this one. We've had a major bridge at Shell Knob. We'll have one at Kimberling City coming up next year, and we're not closing those. It's just it's too big an impact. So.
I think that if, in fact, we want to do something, it would probably be in the best interest of the county that we look at doing something with the construction of the new bridge,
okay,
which in the long run is going to cost the county less money than assuming the ownership of that old bridge.
Okay. Well, that helps us, and, you know, you all kind of consider that. We'll probably pursue just the bridge as itself, but, you know, it's somewhere around $600,000-$700,000 for the sidewalk. So, you know, if between you all and the city, if there's some way to fund it, we'll be glad to add that in. But you can kind of discuss that at your own pace, and we'll go from there.
Now, I want to make one thing clear. I'm in for a sidewalk across the bridge, a pedestrian across the new bridge, not using the old bridge.
Right.
Demolition of the old bridge is what I think is the best interest of the county.
Right.
But a sidewalk across there, because I hate to see pedestrian walk is more and more in the last 4 or 5 years than I've ever seen it on any state road or county road. So in the future, it may even be worse. So,
yeah. In a lot of communities, that's very important. It kind of varies from one community to the next. So.
Right.
So and what we can do is take a look at how it connects to some of those in the area and see if there's a logical kind of first stage to get it some connectivity.
Right.
So we'll do that. Very good. So we'll head down that path.
Thank you
very much.
We appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Let's stay in a recess for just a couple of minutes.